Hi Sarah, would you like to talk to us quickly? Would you like to explain what people trafficking is and what Amnesty International thinks this is so important?
Yeah, I'd love to. Amnesty and actually a bunch of other organisations in Britain like UNICEF and Anti-Slavery, we've been campaigning together on this issue for quite some time now. Basically, there is a massive amount of people trafficking into Britain. This is when people are brought into Britain against their will and normally forced into some kind of labour. In particular, there is a massive problem with women and even girls, younger girls, being brought into Britain and forced into prostitution. And to be very clear about this, this is not just an issue in London. It's often thought that this is just about kind of sex shops in Soho. We understand and research has shown that there is an increasing problem with trafficking and forced prostitution all over the UK. What Amnesty and some other organisations that we're working with want the government to do is, in the first place, actually to get involved and sign up to a new European Convention Against Trafficking that exists. That would be a brilliant measure that would guarantee a lot of these victims of trafficking much more protection. In addition to that, the UK has a wonderful opportunity as it chairs the G8 meeting and as it assumes presidency of the EU at about the same time to really lead on this issue, to really set a brilliant example of how serious our government is and other governments should be about protecting victims of trafficking and to, you know, actually change the law to make sure that they are protected properly.
Okay, is there any way that people listening to the show can get involved in this campaign against people trafficking?
Yes, you can. You can certainly go to Amnesty International's website and there you'll find a letter which you can download and send to your MP. We're asking people to write to their MPs, asking them to make it known to the government that they support the European Convention Against Trafficking and they'd like Britain to sign up and just to do more on this issue. So Amnesty's website is worldwideweb.amnesty.org.uk.
Okay, and these people who are coming over here being trafficked, are they leaving their home countries willingly, or are they being actually forced over?
It's kind of a mixture of experiences, and especially according to what kind of person it is. Normally, people are either forced, and that means taken violently, kidnapped, and so on, or sometimes they're kind of tricked and deceived into going. Classically, what has been happening in, for example, in some Eastern European countries, is that women and younger girls are told, if you come with me to London, and I'll get you a job working in a hotel or working in a bar or whatever. You'll make some money, a lot more money than you'd ever make here. You can send it back to your family and come back home at some point in the future. What they will then find, and we have studied this and we know this has happened on hundreds and probably thousands of occasions because there's a good market in women for prostitution, what then happens to them is that they're smuggled across borders, their passports are taken from them. When they get to Britain, they find that they're held prisoner in brothels. They are not consenting prostitutes by any understanding of that term, and they are forced to work. They're told all kinds of stories by the traffickers. They often don't speak the language here, so that they are vulnerable to being told lots of stories. They're told that if you escape, you'll either be beaten and killed, or the authorities here will put you in prison or ship you back home, etc., etc. So they really are held prisoner in a way that is difficult probably for you and me to understand because we're free citizens here, but people are being held prisoner and forced to work kind of on our high streets, on our doorsteps.
Okay, thanks, Sarah.
Could you
just maybe outline just the key measures in that convention you're asking the government to sign up to one more time?
Yeah, the European Convention Against Trafficking, which is a new convention, a really excellent piece of international law, and it's open for all European governments to sign, basically guarantees that there will be protection for victims. It means that if victims escape or are discovered in raids by the police, for example, they'll be immediately allowed access to some housing, to emergency medical care, and then after that they'll have a few weeks' time to think about what they want to do next. So without being immediately deported or without being forced into helping the police if they're too frightened, those are the things that can happen at the moment. At the moment, there's no protection in law, and victims of trafficking do face possible deportation or even being forced into helping the police. And you're talking about very vulnerable people who've been frightened and who've had their human rights horribly, horribly abused. As I said, though, to be very clear, we're coming up to the G8 meeting now, a massive global meeting. That European convention is open to European governments. At Amnesty, we hope it will have a trickle-down effect and it will actually set a new standard for how victims can be protected throughout the world. So it is of some relevance to other governments from different parts of the world. at the same time, we also think it's just a great opportunity for the UK to be taking a lead and to be showing that we're serious and this is how it should be done. And that's what we'd like to see.
Thanks very much, Sarah. That
Thank
sounds
you.
Like an absolutely enormously important cause, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.